Could you read us back into open session, please?
Whereas the Coburn Town Council has convened a closed meeting on this date pursuant to an affirmative recorded vote in accordance with the provisions of the Virginia Freedom of Information Act, and whereas section 2.2-3712 of the Code of Virginia requires a certification by the Coburn Town Council that such closed meeting was conducted in conformity with the Virginia law. Now therefore be it resolved that the Coburn Town Council hereby certifies that to the best of each member's knowledge, one, only public business matters lawfully exempted from open meeting requirement by Virginia law were discussed in closed meeting to which the certification resolution applies. And two, only such public business matters as were identified in the motion convening the executive meeting were heard, discussed, or considered by the Coburn Town Council. Mike Hoberg.
Aye.
Jeff Kaiser.
Aye.
Devin K. Mooney.
Aye.
Sharon Steele.
Aye.
Nancy Couch.
Okay, we're back in open session. Oh, okay. Is there any action resulting in a closed session?
Well,
where's that form, that letter?
The letter from, yes, there yes. is.
Yeah, I'll make a motion that we approve Town Manager Jimmy Williams to enter into a contract with the Norfolk Southern Railroad for the activity number 1278097, which is pertaining to the upcoming sewer project, and that's given us the ability to actually do underground work underneath their railroad system.
Second.
Motion and second. Any discussion? Okay, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Any additional action resulting in a closed session? Okay, hearing none. Last item on the agenda is council comments and concerns. But before we do that, one thing with the January 27th meeting, which is our normal workshop meeting. It's on the 27th. We normally, in January, reserve that workshop meeting for a review of the first 6 months of our current budget. And I would suggest that we do that again on the 27th. And just have one item on the agenda, and that's the review of that actual budget itself. And for the, you know, we've always found it probably easier to do it with just a round table outside as opposed to being up here. So that's my suggestion, that that's what we do for that 27th meeting. Is everybody okay with that?
If, you know, bring your dinner?
Eat before you get here. Kathy, if you can maybe get copies of that individually to council members, as soon as possible, it would be appreciated. That gives us time to review that.
The budget versus actual?
Yes, for the first 6 months of the year.
And probably need to tell the Cofield that is not a workshop meeting.
It's actually just going to workshop.
It's still considered a workshop.
It's still okay. Considered a workshop. Just review.
We'll just be done with that one talk. I'll let them know.
Yeah.
I plan on getting that budget out to you guys this week.
Okay, great. And also, if you might be able to contact Mr. Art and, you know, inform him what we're going to do, and, you know, if he would like to be present for that, I think his input would be helpful with that. And having said that, as we start the new budget process for the fiscal year 20 and 21, I talked to Jimmy today, and I think that it would be helpful for all parties concerned if we invite Mr. Art to be a part of that budget process again. So, having said that, last item is council comments and concerns. Mr. Hoberg.
We got two camera systems, or two cameras that's down in the system at the town hall. One of them looks over the front door coming in, and then the other one's the outside camera. Price wise, I'm trying to get Virginia Kentucky to come over and fix them and put them in originally, and it's going to be very costly. I'm ascertaining on getting a security system, and I can replace those cameras with a different system completely. Use the wiring, the existing wiring that's there now.
It's probably cheaper.
It's gonna be a whole lot cheaper. I can do an 8-camera system on a good, system for a price of one camera that they'll replace.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd do that, because I'd like to have cameras down here. I'd like to have cameras on all of our properties. Just because it's a good thing to have. Like when people leave yellow beacon lights on their trucks and somebody goes and turns them off.
I found that.
Did you turn it off? I knew I saw that, Jeff.
I came out of parking on the way home, like, what's that flashing on there?
See, I didn't call Jeff.
They told me that it didn't work. Then we went the next morning, flipped the switch, it worked. So that's other things we're gonna do.
Okay. But yeah, I would like to have cameras over there, because we do have pipes and stuff laying out and different and sundry things that could happen front and back. And then we also have a security system in Riverview at somebody's house.
I know.
That we need to go and retrieve. Whether it's usable or not, we need to go get it. You need to get the receiver and the monitor that went with it, and
I think the only thing would be probably junky with the receiver part, the hard drive part. The camera shouldn't work unless I didn't damage it.
I'd get all of it.
Put those up at the pool.
Yeah, because see, I'd still like to have Wi-Fi at the pool. Just saying.
Okay.
We'll never get you out of here.
It should be fairly easy to get Wi-Fi to the pool. I know that the Cultural Arts Building now has it.
Okay.
And that's through Comcast. And, I agree with you. I think you need that at the pool. And I think we need it at the other offices and buildings also.
Scott County.
Co-op.
That's what we have now.
Mm-hmm. See, I'd like to have the... I know Devontae's wanting to go home and eat. He's starving. The cameras at the pool and Wi-Fi at the pool, I'd like to have Wi-Fi for guests and then the closed system for our use, because I think that would be a draw to our pool.
You think you'd park
but I would turn it, I would turn that guest section off at night. Okay. I would turn it off at night so I just don't have vagrants sitting outside in the parking lot.
Well, they already got the library.
I know.
Okay, anything else on that? Okay, I'm trying to get to the ball game. Council comments, concerns, Mr. Holbrook.
I hope our newest council member can return soon. I wish her well, and if anybody knows her and speaks for her,
Mr. Cole.
Wish her well. Other than that, all employees, all the council members, thank you all for your hard work. That's all I have.
Mr. Mooney.
No.
Mrs. Steele.
What Mike said.
Myself, what you all said.
There you go. We're out of here.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion second, any discussion? All those in favor of adjournment, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? We are adjourned.